Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, circle of friends. We are here today on July the 26th, and we just want to give glory to God for just allowing us to be here this morning. Lord God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for just waking us up this morning, Lord God. We are just grateful, Jesus, Lord God, that you kept us, Lord, through the night, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we glorify you and magnify your holy name, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for keeping our family, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for salvation today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping those, Lord God, that just all around the world, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy, Jesus. Lord God, we just pray for the children, Jesus, as they going back to school, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray for a renewed anointing for each and every one of them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you keep them, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give them focus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may have lost somebody, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for the grieving, Lord God. We're praying, Jesus, today, Lord God, that you fill the void inside of them, Lord. Lord God, we're praying for those that may be incarcerated, Lord, and Lord God, just going through it, Lord God, going through depression, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for them today, Lord. Lord God, we're praying for just everybody, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're just asking you today, Lord, to just keep them, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just come today to just lift your holy name, Jesus, because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus, and we magnify you today, Lord. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and glory this morning, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for keeping my family, Lord. Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping TJ, Jadon, and Kenya, Lord God, as they go through this difficult time, Lord God. I pray for your renewed anointing for them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the renewed anointing, Lord God, for just people that may be sick and shut in, Lord God, battling cancer, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people battling lupus, Father God, and high blood pressure, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people battling multiple sclerosis, Jesus, Lord God. And we just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to heal them, Lord God. Set them free and deliver them, Lord God, because we know that you are able, Jesus, Lord God. You are able, Lord, so we pray for them today, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up every person on this prayer line today, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for you know the needs of your people. Lord God, I just ask you today to meet every need, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Marie, Father God, and Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland, Jesus. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Gladys, Jesus, and Lord God, and Pastor Scalaska, Jesus. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Darlene and her family, Lord God, and Jamila and Ben, Lord God, and all the children, Father God. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Lotus, Lord God, and Sister Yvonne, Lord God, and Sister Linda, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, and Sister Sheila, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for just, Lord God, each and every person, Lord God, that comes here on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, for you know the needs of your people, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we are praying for each and every one of them, Lord. And, Lord God, we're just praying for just your renewed mercy and grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I'm praying for Denver and Dallas, Lord God, as they go back to school, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for their protection, Lord God, and their peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I'm praying for Yolanda and Toshiba, Lord God. Lord God, and each and every person in my family, Jesus, Lord God. I'm praying for them, Lord God. I'm praying for you to give them a renewed anointing, Lord God. Lord God, renew us, Lord God. That, Lord God, that we can set our souls on fire for you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said to seek you, Lord God, and we will find you, Lord God. And so, Lord God, help us to seek you today, Lord God. Lord God, every day. Lord God. Lord God, keep our minds focused on you, Jesus, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, today, Lord God, that you order our footsteps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you anoint our hair with oil, Lord God, that our cups shall runneth over, Lord God. And Lord God, I just thank you today, Lord God, for just allowing me, Lord God, to be here on this prayer line, Lord God. And I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, as we just approaching this month of August, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I pray for your anointing as we go into this new month, Lord God. Lord God, we just got a few more days in this month, Lord God, so I just pray, Lord God, for your direction, Jesus, Lord God, that you direct us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we don't do things at our own will, Lord God, but that your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So what we're going to do right now is just come together and just thank God and just give him the praises, Lord God, this morning.
Hallelujah. Praise
Heavenly
your name,
Father,
God.
Lord God, we just praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We praise your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, in the spirit and the truth, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for laying down last night, early rising this morning. In the name of
thank
Christ,
you,
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we worship you. We magnify you, Lord. For you are great and great. Praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every day, Lord God. But you are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for providing the sacrifice today, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for being the ram in the bush today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Lord God. We worship you today, Lord God. For you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for placing my feet on solid ground, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for opening my eyes, Lord God, that I can see, Lord God, the goodness of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your tender mercy, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for your direction, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your great Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for your anointing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for new covenant. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Mia, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the anointing there, Lord God. I pray for the anointing for my sister, Lord God. I pray for my children, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We will seek you, Lord God. You said we abide in you. We abide in you, Lord God. We abide in you today, Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you and our children, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
Amen.
We give you glory, Lord, and we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, and we honor you. Oh, Lord, we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We just give you all the glory this morning, Lord God, for you, Lord God, for you are worthy, Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for just the opportunity, Lord God, just to be here, Lord God, just to worship your name, Lord God, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. And we just thank you, Jesus, for just, Lord God, giving us life and life more abundantly today, Lord God. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. And I worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we can't praise you enough, Lord God. You've been so good to each and every one of us, Lord. We cannot praise you, Lord God. Even if we had 1,000 tongues, Lord God. Lord God, just everything that you've done for us, Lord God, everything that you brought us through, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, just to come before you today, Lord God. Lord God, just to stand in agreement, Lord God, to stand in the gap for our families, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just the opportunity, Lord God, just to seek your holy name, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord, and we honor you, Jesus, Lord God, and I thank you, Jesus, and I thank you, Lord God, for the consistency, Lord God, of this prayer line, Lord God, so I just thank you, Heavenly Father, and we just worship you. Does anybody else have a song that they want to sing this morning before we get into the word?
Okay, I'll attempt to sing this song here. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to him, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song this morning. Okay, so this morning, the scripture that I'm going to read is coming from Amos 9 and 13. And it says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of the grapes, him who sows seeds. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine and all the hills shall flow with it. And the book of Amos is filled with many strong warnings to God's people. In their prosperity, they forgot God, but God did not forget them. He sent the prophets like the simple farmer Amos to turn the people back. God knew that they would not turn back, and he also and said also through Amos, nevertheless, God would not abandon his fallen people. He promised ultimate restoration. Here in the rich images that came easily to a farmer like Amos, God promised a remarkable revigoration of the nation. He announced that the days are coming, and under God's inspiration, that the prophet Amos ended his words to the nation on the note of high hope, looking forward to a great day of prosperity and abundance in Israel. Under the reign of Jeroboam the second, he had a material abundance, but not in the Lord. God promised to restore them to prosperity and him. Indeed, the days will come when the plowman shall overtake the reaper. With this phrase, Amos described how miraculous and amazing God's blessing and restoration will be. First, when God releases blessings and restoration, fruit comes abundantly. Normally, the plowman and the reaper work apart. Their efforts separated by many months. But under these unique seasons and blessings and restoration, those normally separated the seasons bumped into each other. The crops were so big that the plowman and the reaper didn't have time to let the other finish the work. So we should pray for such seasons and abundant fruit. We also see that God releases blessings and restoration, and fruit comes from unexpected places. Normally, the grapevines don't grow well on mountains or high hills, but in the days of Israel's restoration, even the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with it. We should pray for such seasons of unexpected fruit. When God releases blessings and restoration, fruit comes with great quality, quantity. Amos looked forward to the day when wine that came abundantly from unexpected places would be sweet wine. And without being a wine connoisseur, Amos used the phrase to describe the good and high quality fruit from the work. We should pray for such seasons of good fruit. And when God releases blessings and restoration, the work is blessed, but it is still work. And the plowman and the reaper and the treader of grapes and him who also sows still had their work to do. God does not just do it for them, but under the blessings and the restoration and the work is done with the energy and joy. The plowman does not just wait around, but gets busy. Even he starts bumping into the reaper. These seasons of unexpected blessings do not mean that God's people sit on their hands and do nothing. There is still work for the plowman and the reaper, but it is glorious work and blessed work. So I just thank God today for restoration and blessings, because when God blesses us in the season that we're stepping into, it's going to be so much of abundance and so much that we're going to have so much to reap. And I just thank God for that season that we're stepping into, that we're going to have overflow. It's just going to be so much that he's going to open so many doors and so many blessings that we're going to not have room enough to receive. So I just thank God today for this word that the plowman, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. So I just thank God today for just his overflow, his restoration in our life. Amen.
Amen.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to come together and just pray for that season. You know, that season is approaching. God says he's going to bless us abundantly, pressed down, shaken together, that men should give unto us. So we're coming into that season. We're stepping into that season. And I'm just praying for God's anointing over my life and every life on this prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Restoration. He's going to restore. He's going to rebuild. He's going to give us everything that we lost. And I just thank God today for that season that we're stepping into, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you for that season of abundance, Lord God. Lord God, that the power to overtake the reaper, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we keep us focused, Lord God. Lord God, that we focus on you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you've given us abundance, Lord God. You've given us Lord God, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for all of this, Lord God. Thank you for that season, Lord God, that you're bringing us into, Lord God. That we have more than enough, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. More than enough, Lord God. Lord God, I praise, Lord God. Lord God, I'm declaring the tree, Lord God, today, Lord God, that we have more than enough, Lord God. Lord God, that we're coming into that sweet, Lord God, of overflow, Lord God. More abundance, Lord God. Just like Amos, Lord God. That the plowman shall overtake the reaper today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to keep reaping,
Thank you, Lord God, for the life of prayer prophesied in our lives. Thank you, Lord God,
Thank you for restoration, Lord God. We are here, Lord God. Through the words
of our testimony, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, by not by might, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the faith, Lord God. We got faith in you today, Lord God. So we walking into our season, Lord God. Lord God, we got faith in you today, Lord God, that we are coming upon our season, Lord God. Lord God, that the reaper, the plowman, Lord God, to overtake the reaper today, Lord God. Lord God, we got faith in you today, Lord God, that the plowman should overtake the reaper, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. And our children, Lord God, we're in the name of Jesus, Lord God. It's our season, Lord God. It's our season, Lord God. We declare in the tree today, Lord God, that we're walking in the best season of our life, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. You are a Lord, with our whole heart, Lord God. Wholeheartedly
Jesus, Lord God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for providing the sacrifice, Lord God. In the name of the wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord God, where shall we have been, Lord God? Thank you, Lord God, and thank you, Jesus, for bringing us through, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for removing every obstacle out our way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Lord God, the plow is to overtake the reaper, Lord God, in every one of our life, Lord God. Thank you for the season of greatness, Lord God, that we're walking into, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are providing, Lord God, just like you provided for Abraham, Lord God. You're going to provide for us, Lord God, just like you provided for, Lord God, Jesus in the lives of, Lord God. You're going to provide for us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that the blessings of Abraham is over our life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, to bring up the band, Lord God. Lord God, that you will increase our territory today, Lord God. Increase our territory today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We won't have any more pain, Lord God. Take the pain away, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for this season, Lord God.
We're going to praise you in advance, Lord God, for this season that you're bringing us through, Lord God. Lord God, this season that you're taking us through, Lord God. We're going to praise you in advance, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you can do all things in Christ that stood to us, Lord God. Lord God, all things, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for providing the man of the day, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for giving to us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, for restoration, Lord God. Thank you for restoring us, Lord God. Every person, Lord God, that thought, Lord God, they were using us, Lord God. You gave to us, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God. We will reap, Lord God, what we sow, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're reaping the good things, Lord God. We're reaping the good things, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. For generations, Lord God, we thank you for every generational blessing, Lord God, that you provided for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And we give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word is true, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are having more than enough, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring and rebuilding us today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we got faith in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for anointing my hand with oil, Lord God, that our cups are running over, Lord God. You said you'll prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Only you can, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. And I declare a decree today, Lord God, that we are blessed and highly favored, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for providing the sacrifice today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Lord God. Turning every situation around, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the abundance, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We are so grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We seek your holy name, Lord God. We seek you, Lord God. We seek you, Jesus, Lord God. You said, seek me, you will find me, Lord God. We are seeking after you, King, Lord God. King, Lord God, we seek it after Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy of the highest praise, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. There's no weapon formed that gives us to prosper, Lord God. No weapon, Lord God. Not one, Lord God. Not one, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our shield and our rampart today, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are treading on scorpions, Lord God, today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you are good and great, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for prayer, praise, deliverance, ministry today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God. As we seek after you, Lord God, we will find you, Jesus, Lord God. We will find you, Lord God, for the eye is on the sparrow, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. Lord God, you loved us, Lord God, through everything that we've been through, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I can't thank you enough, Lord God. I can't thank you enough, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you brought me this, Lord God. You changed my heart, Lord God. You gave me the heart of Christ, Lord God, today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I can't tell us, Lord God, where I would be at today, Lord God, if it wasn't for you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I just can't thank you enough, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to do the names of everybody that's here. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can do it right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the
Lord.
Good morning. I have to know the pitch off of me.
Yes.
Okay, because I spoke up the screen, so I figured y'all could hear me. And I had the incident. I want to say good morning to everybody. I couldn't get through on my regular phone. It told me to contact my care, contact them. So I'm glad it didn't happen on Monday. And I just want to thank everyone again for praying for my daughter, Sanitia. And on Monday, people started calling me about apartments. I've been on the waiting list for a while, but make a long story short, they called me for an apartment yesterday, and I went and looked at it. They called me Monday as I turned one down, and I went and looked at it, and it's nice. It's a two-bedroom, so I just want to praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
Thank you, Father.
Bless her and her favor there, God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, actually, we're right here at the top of the hour, and so we're going to bring this to a close for today. We know that whatever you needed while we were praising and praying, we should have just reached out in faith and trusted God.
Right.
You know, praising God. I mean, the Lord tells us in his word that he inhabited the praises of Israel. And so when we're doing that, out in the spirit, you know, what you need. Have a special prayer. I know many times we do want to give those special requests, but when you are in the spirit of praise, just reach out in faith. Reach out like the woman who had the issue of blood. She had faith, and God blessed and healed her. So we thank you, Sister Chris, for this wonderful hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries on this 26th day of July. I mean, this is a beautiful day to be alive, and we're just glad for all that God is doing. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, all the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And every thing that somebody meant for our harm shall turn out for our good. I decree that today in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next in Jesus' name. I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60, some 100. And I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon the high places. And just in case you got here late and you didn't hear all that Sister Chris shared with us, you can go to the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. She shared with us about the plowman overtaking the reaper. And that is a favorite scripture of mine, that, you know, the plowman is overtaking the reaper. So you can go back and listen to that. If you need the number or you need the link, just let me know and I'll get it to you, because it was wonderful this morning. As we have heard many good things this week on Tuesday, our Minister Mary, she told us about the angels. We thank God for on Monday. Our sister Marie was letting us know that God is there for us, and that we are not empty right now. He is there for us each and every day. So you can go back and listen to some of these different words that have been shared with us and be blessed once again. And, you know, many times I go back and I'll listen in just to hear it again, you know, hear messages that I have heard. So I just thank God for the recording of these sessions, and God is just blessing. God is blessing, and I pray that God continues to bless and cover each and every one of us wherever we go. He gives us favor with man, and that we look to the him, look into the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And please remember that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, and your friends. Hallelujah. We're loving people into the kingdom as God is delivering many people from the snare of the fowler in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed today and each and every day of your lives.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I. H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.